Hello, it's the 19th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Fox Cubs Nursery in Luton, which has been rated by Ofsted as outstanding, hosted the Princess of Wales yesterday as she paid a visit to staff, parents and children. Princess Kate, who described the 3 and 4-year-olds as great, joined them as they created face masks and later played with some of them in the sandpit. She stressed to carers just how vital early years learning is to a child's future potential and also discussed with parents the impact that COVID lockdowns have had on early years programmes. The Early Years Alliance, which operates the preschool on Runley Road, offers 70 available spaces to those between the ages of 2 and 5 years old. EYA Chief Executive Neil Leach said, "I think she was impressed about the work we do generally and the fact it's about supporting community as well as children." A building in Kempston being used as a cannabis factory with product worth £70,000 was seized by Beds Police 2 days ago and has led to one arrest. Members of the public provided information resulting in the Dawn raid. Police are seeking court approval to close the property. Potholes on the Edworth Road near Biggleswade has become the focus of motorist anger. David McGarrath, a Langford resident, was forced to pay £300 to repair pothole damage to his vehicle. Russell Gunn, owner of the Langford service garage, said he has repaired too many cars to count because of the potholes. A statement from the council said, "Despite the difficult conditions, we are working hard to keep the road network safe." 11-year-old Vasca Millard was inspired to raise £300 for Macmillan Cancer Support following his grandmother's cancer death 4 years ago. The Castle Newnham School student, who cut his hair to reach his goal, ended up raising over £2,000. That's it for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.